It is a factory that began operation over a century before England's colonies became the United States of America. We go to a place where the water wheels still power the machines of that day. On this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Just north of Boston, you can still hear the sounds of a factory that opened over 300 years ago. The sound of water rushing over huge wheels is what drove an operation known as the Saugus Iron Works.
It started in 1646, the Saugus Iron Works. This is basically around the time of early settlement in North America.
David Jacobs retells the story at the National Historic Site, a place that used nature to help mold steel.
Everything here is water-driven. The site is actually in a depression in the land, almost at about sea level. The rest of the site is up about 30 feet higher. That helped allow the water to travel and fall over the top of the buildings to allow the water to run over the wheels. And it was also easier to load the blast furnace up from the top because that way the raw materials didn't have to be carried.
The ironworks began over a century before the United States became a country. England found that the colonies were a good place to make iron.
They used the iron here to be turned into tools. The only thing is, in England, it was becoming very expensive to make iron, and that was due to the insufficient amount of raw material. One of the biggest pieces of raw material that was used was actually wood, and one thing England is missing is trees.
Today, the ironworks has been restored to look like it did over a century ago. The water wheels still turn, and the equipment still operates, providing a glimpse of what working at a colonial factory once was like. Traveling the Countryside, in Saugus, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.